Welcome to the latest Formula One podcast. Here are today's top Formula One news stories. Brazilian Formula One legend Ayrton Senna's impact remains deeply felt, 30 years after his tragic death during the 1994 San Marino Grand Prix. Senna, a three-time champion, met his untimely end in a high-speed crash at the Tamburello corner, a day after fellow racer Roland Ratzenberger also died on the track. These back-to-back tragedies marked one of the darkest weekends in the sport's history, leading to significant safety reforms in Formula One. Stefano Domenicali, the Formula One boss, reflects on the profound silence that enveloped the track, likening it to a church-like stillness that underscored the gravity of the moment. The accidents spurred the reintroduction of the Grand Prix Drivers Association, and innovations such as wheel tethers and changes to car aerodynamics and engine regulations, which have since saved countless lives. Senna's legacy, according to Domenicali, extends beyond his driving prowess to his monumental influence on motorsport safety, ensuring that his spirit lives on in the safer racing environments of today. Pause. In Miami, Australian Formula One driver Daniel Ricciardo is showing signs of a strong comeback after a challenging start to the 2024 season. Despite early struggles, including being consistently outqualified by his teammate Yuki Tsunoda and failing to score points, Ricciardo demonstrated significant improvement at the Shanghai Grand Prix. He outperformed Tsunoda in both sprint and standard qualifying sessions and was competitive in the race until an incident with Lance Stroll. His team, VCARB, has been supportive, with boss Laurent Mekies acknowledging Ricciardo's potential and recent progress. Mekies remains confident in Ricciardo's abilities, attributing part of the success to a new chassis that seems to have boosted Ricciardo's confidence. The upcoming races, including another sprint format in Miami, will be crucial for Ricciardo to continue this positive trend and secure his position within the team. Adrian Newey, a key figure in Red Bull Racing's success, will attend the Miami Grand Prix despite ongoing discussions about his potential departure from the team. Newey, renowned for his technical expertise, has significantly contributed to Red Bull's dominance in Formula One, with the team achieving spectacular results, especially noted last season with Max Verstappen's near-total sweep of victories. Although his contract with Red Bull extends until the end of 2025, Newey has expressed a desire to leave, sparking interest from top teams like Ferrari and Aston Martin. Ferrari has emerged as a likely choice for him, should he decide to continue his career outside Red Bull. Both Newey and Christian Horner, the team principal, are set to travel to Miami together, indicating that discussions about Newey's future are still in progress. The Miami Grand Prix is poised to be not just a racing spectacle, but also a pivotal moment for the future technical direction of Red Bull Racing. Mercedes, the renowned Formula One team, is reportedly ready to make a historic offer to Max Verstappen, aiming to bring the three-time world champion on board as a replacement for Lewis Hamilton. The offer is said to be a staggering £128 million per year, making it a record-breaking deal in the sport. This news comes as Verstappen's current team, Red Bull Racing, faces internal challenges, including the stepping back of key designer Adrian Newey. Amidst these changes, Verstappen and his management are exploring their options, with a potential shift to Mercedes being a significant possibility. The discussions involve key figures like Mercedes team boss Toto Wolff, Mercedes-Benz CEO Ole Kolenius, and Sir Jim Ratcliffe of Ineos and Manchester United. Wolff is particularly keen on signing Verstappen, emphasizing his commitment to reviving Mercedes' winning legacy despite recent setbacks. As the F1 community watches closely, Verstappen remains focused on his racing, even as speculation about his future continues to build, especially with the upcoming Miami Grand Prix. In Brazil, during the 1994 San Marino Grand Prix, the tragic death of Formula One legend Ayrton Senna was feared to signal the end of the sport, as revealed by former Formula One boss Bernie Ecclestone. Senna, a revered three-time world champion, met his untimely demise in a high-speed crash at the Imola circuit, which also claimed the life of Austrian driver Roland Ratzenberger that same weekend. Despite these dark moments, Ecclestone shared that the races continued and the sport managed to endure and evolve, emphasizing improvements in safety that have significantly reduced such risks today. The racing community continues to honor Senna's legacy, with tributes planned at upcoming Grand Prix events. This reflection on a challenging period in Formula One history highlights not only the resilience of the sport, but also the lasting impact of a beloved racer. In the United States, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are gearing up for an exciting weekend in Miami, Florida, where they'll be joining friends Patrick and Brittany Mahomes at the 2024 Miami Grand Prix. Both Kelce and Patrick Mahomes have invested in the Alpine F1 team and are eager to dive into the racing scene. This event is particularly special for Kelce, as he plans to spend quality time with Swift, sharing his passion for Formula One racing. Swift, who has been embracing sports throughout their relationship, is equally thrilled about learning more and enjoying the experience with friends. The weekend promises to be a star-studded affair, with celebrities like 50 Cent, ASAP Dolaki, and Ed Sheeran also expected to attend. This gathering is a wonderful opportunity for the couples to enjoy each other's company before Swift heads off to Europe for her Eras Tour and Kelce returns to his NFL commitments. The excitement is palpable as they look forward to a weekend filled with fast cars, close friends, and unforgettable memories. In the exciting world of Formula One, Jenson Button from Sky Sports suggests that Max Verstappen should encourage Adrian Newey to remain with Red Bull. Newey, a legendary car designer, has hinted at leaving Red Bull after nearly two decades of success, including designing cars that won Verstappen three consecutive drivers' titles. Verstappen is currently dominating the 2024 season with victories in four of the first five races, including the upcoming Miami Grand Prix. Button believes that Verstappen, a significant influence in the team, could persuade Newey to stay by discussing the reasons behind his potential departure. This move could maintain the strong team dynamics at Red Bull, which have been crucial to their success. Button's insights highlight the power and influence drivers can have within their teams, beyond just their performance on the track. In the competitive world of Formula One racing, the buzz around Max Verstappen possibly moving to Mercedes has intensified, especially after Lewis Hamilton's switch to Ferrari. Mercedes team principal Toto Wolff recently addressed the rumors linking the Dutch racer to a whopping $160 million deal with the team. Reports suggested that Verstappen's camp, including his father Jos and manager Raymond Vermeulen, were planning a trip to Germany to discuss this potential move with key stakeholders of Mercedes. Despite the strong speculation, Wolff clarified that no such meeting was scheduled, emphasizing that such discussions should remain confidential. He acknowledged knowing Jos Verstappen well, which adds a layer of plausibility to the interest in Max. Currently, Max Verstappen is under contract with Red Bull until 2028, but given the recent internal strife within the team, including an investigation into team principal Christian Horner, Verstappen's future there could be uncertain. This situation leaves the door open for a possible shift to Mercedes, where he could continue his impressive career trajectory. In the United States, excitement is building as Mercedes Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton turns New York's Fifth Avenue into a thrilling street circuit ahead of the Miami Grand Prix. Hamilton, along with team principal Toto Wolff, lit up the Empire State Building in a dazzling ceremony to celebrate their partnership with WhatsApp. They introduced a new Mercedes F1 car emoji, which will feature on WhatsApp, marking a new level of collaboration. The event was star-studded, with celebrities like Rauw Alejandro and Cynthia Erivo in attendance, adding glamour to the festivities. Additionally, Hamilton expressed his deep affection for the United States, sharing his childhood dreams and his awe at being able to drive an F1 car down the iconic Fifth Avenue. This spectacular stunt not only highlights the close ties between Mercedes and WhatsApp, but also sets a festive tone for the upcoming Miami Grand Prix, promising an unforgettable race weekend. In China, during the exciting Chinese Grand Prix sprint, Aston Martin's Fernando Alonso collided with Ferrari's Carlos Sainz, leading to a dramatic race. Alonso was defending his third-place position when the incident at Turn 9 caused Sainz to drop to fifth place and Alonso to retire due to a puncture. The race stewards issued Alonso a 10-second penalty and added 3 points to his license, significant since Alonso is now halfway to the 12-point limit that could result in a one-race ban. Aston Martin has appealed the decision, particularly concerned about the penalty points, since the time penalty did not affect Alonso's race outcome. The appeal will be reviewed in a video conference where new evidence will be considered. This hearing is set to occur just before the teams head to the United States for the Miami Grand Prix, adding another layer of excitement to the Formula One season. From the United States, Logan Sargeant's journey to Formula One stardom is not just about speed and skill, but also involves navigating a complex family drama. Logan's rise in the racing world has been overshadowed by a legal and financial controversy involving his father, Daniel Sargeant, and his billionaire uncle, Harry Sargeant III. The discord began with a lawsuit in 2013 where Harry accused Daniel of misappropriating $6.5 million from their Florida-based family business to support Logan and his brother Dalton's racing careers. Additionally, Daniel faced legal troubles of his own, pleading guilty to charges of foreign bribery and money laundering in 2019, complicating matters further for Logan. Despite these challenges, Logan remains focused on his racing career. His progression from go-karts to the pinnacle of motorsport exemplifies his dedication and talent. Formula One's growing popularity in America, boosted by media and new races in Miami and Las Vegas, has helped Logan connect with a broader, more diverse fan base. His humble approach and commitment to proving his skill on the track continue to win over fans and critics alike, demonstrating that his potential and ambition might just outpace the shadows of his family's past. In Abu Dhabi, a groundbreaking event took place at the Autonomous Racing League, A2RL, where a self-driving car competed against former Formula One driver Daniil Kvyat. The A2RL event featured four autonomous cars racing simultaneously, a first in the realm of autonomous motorsports. These cars, standardized and equipped with advanced sensors, provided a level playing field for the teams. The event highlighted the blend of technology and sports, with teams using identical 550-horsepower cars borrowed from the Japanese Super Formula Championship. A highlight was the competition between the autonomous car and Kvyat, where Kvyat impressively overtook the autonomous vehicle, thrilling over 10,000 spectators and an online audience. Despite some technical glitches, the event was a success, showcasing significant advancements in autonomous technology. Teams like Munich-based TÜV and Milan-based Polymov showed their prowess, leveraging their extensive experience in autonomous racing to dominate the event. The A2RL not only focused on the race, but also included competitions for younger students, emphasizing the development of future technologies and inspiring new generations. The event, supported by Abu Dhabi's Advanced Technology Research Council, also aimed at evolving into a financially viable series with potential implications for automotive technology development. At the Miami Grand Prix in Florida, American Formula One driver Logan Sargeant faces a challenging time as his position at Williams is under threat. Despite it being his second homecoming at the Miami GP, Sargeant has yet to score any points and has accumulated significant costs from crashes. His teammate Alex Albon shows much better performance, adding to the pressure. Moreover, there's growing excitement around Andrea Kimi Antonelli, a 17-year-old rising star, who has already tested with Mercedes and is seen as a potential replacement for Sargeant at Williams. Former F1 driver Ralf Schumacher and former Ferrari manager Peter Windsor have both hinted that Sargeant needs to improve drastically to secure his future in the sport. There's speculation that Antonelli could take over Sargeant's seat as early as the Italian Grand Prix in Monza once he turns 18. This situation puts Sargeant in a tough spot as he needs to demonstrate significant progress to retain his position in the competitive world of Formula One. The Sky Sports F1 team is buzzing with discussions about possible changes in Formula One, focusing on adding more sprint weekends and extending world championship points to more drivers. During a recent F1 commission meeting, the idea of awarding points down to the 12th position was debated, aiming to help lower-ranked teams like Williams, Alpine, and Sauber, who struggle to score. This change could provide more excitement and recognition for teams that perform well, even if they don't make the top 10. The pundits are split on this. While some like David Croft and Damon Hill support extending points to encourage consistency and reward effort, others like Martin Brundle and Bernie Collins worry it might dilute the prestige of earning points. Additionally, there's enthusiasm for more sprint races, which could enhance the race weekend experience with more competitive action. The idea is to keep the sport engaging and fair, while also respecting its heritage and the achievements of past drivers. In the United States, Formula One racing is gaining a diverse and enthusiastic fan base, thanks in part to the popular Netflix series Drive to Survive. The show, which began airing in 2019, has been credited with increasing American interest in F1, claiming to convert millions into fans, although actual race viewership numbers are much lower. For instance, while a Nielsen analysis suggested that the series brought 360,000 new viewers to the 2021 Miami Grand Prix, regular race broadcasts still lag behind other motorsports in the U.S. in terms of viewership. The real success of Drive to Survive lies in how it has broadened the F1 audience. Influencers and content creators like Tony Cowan Brown have taken the lead in engaging this new wave of fans by showcasing the human side of the sport and its lifestyle, significantly increasing the female and culturally diverse audience. F1 teams and promoters are also adapting, using platforms like YouTube and Instagram to reach fans globally, particularly in new markets like China. This shift towards digital content creation is reshaping how fans interact with the sport, making F1 not just about watching races, but being part of a vibrant, global community. In a surprising turn of events in the world of Formula One, Nico Hülkenberg has left Haas to join the future Audi team, sparking significant shifts in the driver market. Hülkenberg, a seasoned German driver, brings a wealth of experience from his 208-start career, despite not having major wins under his belt. This move is part of Audi's strategy to establish a strong presence in the sport, emphasizing their German roots and long-term goals. Meanwhile, Valtteri Bottas and other drivers at Sauber face uncertainty as the team transitions under Audi's upcoming ownership, which could see a reshuffle to align with Audi's vision. The driver market is now buzzing, with several racers at risk of losing their spots, including Logan Sargeant, Zhou Guanyu, and Kevin Magnussen. Up-and-comer Oliver Bearman is tipped to replace Hülkenberg at Haas, bringing fresh talent into the mix. Additionally, Carlos Sainz is a potential candidate for Audi, though he might prefer a more competitive position at Red Bull Racing. The changes highlight the dynamic and often unpredictable nature of F1 team compositions, driven by strategic decisions that look beyond immediate race results to long-term team building and brand alignment. The Chinese Grand Prix recently showcased the revamped 2024 Formula One sprint race format, which has been warmly received by teams and fans. This new setup allows teams more flexibility, particularly with car adjustments between the sprint and the main Grand Prix. Notably, the relaxation of Parc Fermé rules after the sprint race is a key change, permitting teams to tweak car setups based on the earlier sprint's outcomes. McLaren's team principal, Andrea Stella, praised the change, noting it allows for significant adjustments if needed, making the race weekend more forgiving and strategically interesting. Similarly, Tom McCullough from Aston Martin highlighted the adaptability of the new format, especially in unpredictable conditions like those in Shanghai. The overall response from the paddock has been positive, appreciating the increased strategic elements and the enhanced competitive dynamics brought by these changes. Max Verstappen of the Netherlands triumphed at this event, marking a successful debut for the revised format at the Shanghai International Circuit. In a surprising turn of events within the Ferrari Formula One team, Carlos Sainz has outshone his teammate Charles Leclerc, sparking debate among fans and experts alike. Former world champion Jacques Villeneuve has voiced strong opinions on the matter, suggesting that talent alone isn't sufficient for Leclerc to secure his position as a top driver. Despite Leclerc's impressive skills, Villeneuve argues that Sainz's recent performances, including a notable win at the Australian Grand Prix, demonstrate a robust and consistent capability that Ferrari might be undervaluing. Sainz, the only non-Red Bull winner since 2023, has shown remarkable growth and resilience, especially after winning the British Grand Prix in 2022, which significantly boosted his profile. Villeneuve's critique extends to Ferrari's decision-making, hinting at internal conflicts over whether to keep Leclerc or replace him with Lewis Hamilton, ultimately leading to Sainz being the sacrificial lamb. This decision could lead Sainz to better opportunities, reflecting a dynamic and competitive spirit within the world of Formula One.